It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. In reaction to our Friday news story about more than 200 people becoming U.S. citizens at Transylvania University, Natasa left a correction for us on our website. We reported, based on a news release from the university, that last week's was the first ceremony of its type at the school in 26 years. Natasa commented, actually, the last naturalization ceremony was held at Transylvania 16 years ago, not 26. We have been unable to confirm Natasa's correction, but we are grateful and we'll check it out. If we do find that information to be inaccurate, we'll make sure we correct the web post. Meanwhile, we had this call come into the listener comment line on Friday morning.
This morning, in your newscast, you used the term illegal immigrant. You got to be a little more careful. People are not illegal. Their actions are. So I would please request you to use undocumented immigrant as an option. Thank you.
While we did do the story that we just mentioned about naturalization of new citizens, we are not aware of any story that used the term illegal immigrant. And finally, Owen from Lexington wrote to let us know he's unhappy with the continued coverage of the search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, noting correctly that the coverage comes from the networks that provide international news, namely NPR and BBC. We'll toss it out to our other listeners. What do you think? Should public radio continue to cover this story? Please send your comments, as you would any other feedback, by email to weku@eku.edu. Leave your comment on the comment line at 859-622-1657. Put it on Facebook or even tweet it. That email again, weku@eku.edu. The comment line, 859-622-1657. And be sure to tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on WEKU.